The first reading is a reading from the book to the Hebrews. Let us be on our guard, while the promise of entering into his rest remains, that none of you seem to have failed. But in fact, we have received the good news just as our ancestors did. But the word that they heard did not profit them, and they were not united in faith as those who listened. For we have believed, entered into his rest, just as he has said. And I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. And yet his works were accomplished at the foundation of the world. For he has spoken somewhere about the seventh day in this manner. And God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again in a previously mentioned place, they shall not enter into my rest. Therefore, let us strive to enter into that rest, so that no one may fall after the same example of disobedience. The word of the Lord. Do not forget the works of the Lord. What we have heard and know, and what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generation to come, the glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength. Do not forget the works of the Lord, that they too may rise and declare to their sons that they should put their hope in God and not forget the deeds of God, but keep his commands. Do not forget the works of the Lord, and not to be like their fathers, a generation wayward and rebellious, a generation that kept not its heart steadfast, nor its spirit faithful toward God. Do not forget the works of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, Lord. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew his mind and what they were thinking to themselves, and he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. And they were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Gospel of the Lord. And so again, Jesus performs a miracle in response to faith. He responds and he says, your sins are forgiven. My child, your sins are forgiven. And that's because of the faith that these people had when they came and brought this paralytic to him. But again, it's interesting that Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven," and then get up and walk. That usually what has to happen first before a physical healing can happen, a spiritual healing must take place. A spiritual healing where we become one with the will of God, because sin primarily, again, is doing it our way instead of God's way. And so we walk in and say, "Oh, I can't think of any real sins, Father." "Oh yeah, your pride is your greatest. Thank you very much. So is it mine. And because you and I like to think the way we do and do things our way and our Catholicism our way and everything our way, that's your sin." And because it's faith in you and what you believe instead of faith in God and who he is and what he can do for us, that's why we stay in bondage for so long. So today, God's looking at us to have faith in him, to repent of our sins, and then God always says, "My child, your sins are forgiven. When you and I truly repent of doing it our way and do it His, He's always merciful. And when our sins are forgiven, when we start living in the will of God, everything else falls into place. So let's do God's will this day. Let's repent. Let Him hear to say to each of us, "My child, your sins are forgiven." May you know His love today and forever.